went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive and empowered to take control of your life. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today. And your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor. Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Huntoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I'll ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com, and it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Now let's face it, being healthy is the most important thing that you can possibly do in life, because if you are healthy, then it makes life that much easier. And if you're not, I'm sorry to hear that. Please consider contacting contacting me, and I will help you regain your health. And so thank you for that, and I thank you for your listening. And sitting in studio with me this morning is my cohort, Mark Sabin, and he's here to help create some clarity on a topic. And what is our topic for today, Mark?
Well, the topic today is really about what's happening with wheat in our culture. And, you know, I know that every week that we get together, so much of what you have to say about health relates to the things that are going into your body and then the ability to get the things that don't belong in your body out of your body. And we're always talking about digestive imbalances and the importance of probiotics. And recently I saw a report on a man who had suffered with adult acne, and nothing he did seemed to address the problem. All the creams and lotions and medications, nothing seemed to work until he went to a nutritional counselor who recommended probiotics. And he tried them, and his problem just cleared up.
Isn't that fascinating? If you give the body what it needs, the body knows how to remedy the imbalance that it has that's manifesting as a symptom or a sign of some sort, and things go back to balance. Fascinating.
It's really fascinating. It's the ability to be able to move the things through your body that don't belong there and to be able to properly use the things that belong in your body. Now, you know, we're living in a time, and more and more you're hearing the topic come up about people who have issues with gluten, the byproduct of wheat primarily. And what seems to be showing up in the research is that the real problem isn't necessarily with the wheat. I mean, I do hear about people talking about wheat allergies, but then they will travel someplace like Italy and eat pasta and not have any of those ill effects.
Yeah, it has to do with the different types of wheat and what's used to make the pasta, and whether it's real wheat or whether it's completely refined and processed, or Monsanto wheat. And so the challenge is that what they've done to wheat over the years, what they've done to the soil that the wheat grows in, the petrochemical fertilizers, etc., it's changing the way that the body processes wheat. And this isn't the first food that has created a problem like this.
No, it's not at all. And but it seems to be one that's getting a lot of attention right now. I mean, you'll hear about the parents of kids who have a wheat sensitive activity, they get completely confused because one day their child seems to have an autoimmune reaction to it, and other days there's no reaction at all.
Yeah, and that depends on the level of sensitivity and if the system is overwhelmed or if the system's not overwhelmed. And if a child doesn't have wheat one day and their system has the ability to calm down and get rid of the inflammatory process, they may not have a response the next time they eat it.
Yeah, and then you'll see other people who go to they'll make things at home with wheat. But if they go to a restaurant and they get even a small piece of bread, and suddenly they have this negative reaction.
Yes, and again, that's the difference in the quality of the flour and the way that it's processed and what goes into the whole process of harvesting wheat.
And we could just talk simply about organic and non-organic wheat, but it doesn't even seem to be that's the only issue.
No, again, and it's based upon how it's processed. Organic without any crap on it versus non-organic where there is crap on it, but that doesn't mean that how it was grown versus how it was processed are both organic.
Yeah, and I mean, the whole notion of genetically modified foods, I mean, foods have been being genetically modified for centuries, really, not in the science lab, but by the way that people have been growing them and what seeds they're using and the gradual process that happens. But, you know, all these glutens, all these wheat products, the hybrids, they've been consumed for thousands of years, and most of the problems, the serious problems we seem to be finding today have been happening within the last maybe 5 to 10 or 15 years.
Well, you got to appreciate that we're actually witnessing a change in human evolution over the last 30 years, and so it's becoming more and more common that the people that are born in the last certainly 10 or 15 years, since this has become more of a problem, is they process information, they process food, they process energy differently than previous generations, and as a result, what used to affect or what didn't affect people before now affects people now. And it's interesting. I remember growing up as a kid, going to the Bronx Zoo, and I remember seeing signs in front of all the monkey cages, please don't feed the monkeys peanuts. And it's like, okay. And you know, it's, well, most of the peanuts that they were selling there were, you know, kind of like roasted peanuts or they were, you know, the peanuts that have been processed in some way, shape, or form to put in the bag and all of that. And I remember thinking, well, why can't the these monkeys, et cetera, why can't they process peanuts? And what's seemed to have happened since that time is, as I've grown up and become an adult and live my adult life, is we've seen more and more nut sensitivities in children.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, good. If we mess with the monkeys, eventually we're going to see what's going to show up in human beings. And it's not a direct correlation, but I just found it ironic. And now we look at corn and we look at weed and we look at nuts and we look at some of the other things, dairy allergies, et cetera. It's just interesting.
It is interesting that so many people are beginning to have these food sensitivities that didn't seem to exist before. But I think that what's happening in large measure, and something that we certainly talk about quite frequently, is how much the processing of the food is what's affecting the food. It's not necessarily the food from nature, but actually what happens to it once it gets into human hands.
Right, to bring it to table, if you will.
Yeah. It's a big problem. Now, and in terms of what I was discovering about wheat and what may be leading the problem with the wheat sensitivities that we're seeing is not so much the wheat itself, but how the wheat is being harvested.
Yeah, it is the harvesting process. They actually spray the wheat with a chemical to help get the moisture out of the crop itself, and what they're using in order to act as a, quote, drying agent so that they can bring it to market faster is problematic. But, it's being allowed.
It's being allowed. Wow. This is a very interesting and important conversation we're having. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, I do want to talk to you more about what this chemical that's being used and how it's treating the wheat that's being harvested.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions and helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about wheat and what's happened to wheat and why it's creating all these problems and gluten.
And gluten. And let's take a journey down this road of what happens to the wheat when they're harvesting it. So several days before they harvest the wheat, they drench those wheat fields with the chemical Roundup. And that makes fields wither and dry out, as you were saying. And when they dry out, what happens is the wheat plants go to seed, meaning that more wheat kernels develop and ripen, which means more wheat for the farmers. And since the dead wheat plants are drier, they're less taxing on the farm equipment when they're harvesting it. So that allows for an earlier and easier and bigger harvest.
Yes, it does. It helps with the harvesting process and it makes for poor quality wheat. And then we feed that to society and then we create health concerns. So it's what we're doing to ourselves.
Yeah. And this pre-harvest application of what's called glyphosate to wheat and barley that's used to desiccate it, to dry it out, was suggested as early as 1980, and now it's routine. It's been about 15 years since they started using it as a drying agent, about 7 to 10 days before harvest. And since 1990, most of the non-organic wheat in the United States is now contaminated.
And I would agree, except it's not most. It's pretty much all, as Monsanto has gone out of its way to make it so, and everybody has to buy from Monsanto if they want things to get harvested, and the government supports that process.
It seems to be almost conspiratorial in a way.
I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, it's not seems to be. It actually is.
I mean, these guys have the money to pay back the people who make the rules, and then the people who are making the rules are following along where the money goes, as it seems to happen.
Correct.
So there's the advantages of getting increased yield. On the other hand, you're putting a toxic chemical into the wheat, and I would imagine that we're not seeing that toxic chemical being completely gone from the wheat when it gets to your table.
Oh, absolutely not. And as the consumer, we eat it without being told, and then we develop health issues as a result. And so the sad part is that we're allowed to have things put into our food without without any repercussions in terms of helping the consumer understand what it is that they're consuming.
And by, I mean, if you're taking this stuff and you're ingesting it, you're really being poisoned. And those kinds of toxic substances, I mean, it doesn't take a great amount. Tiny amounts actually will have a very, you know, pronounced effect.
Absolutely. I mean, there was an article out a couple weeks back related to the amount of arsenic that's found in rice and the amount of arsenic that they're going to allow to be put in baby formula. And it's like, okay, what level is acceptable? And it should be, no level should be acceptable. But that means that the people who are growing it, that are using these pesticides that have arsenic derivatives in them, and, you know, the arsenic that finds its way into the grain itself, well, we can get it down to a certain percentage that we think is acceptable. Why? Because it's going to cost us twice as much money to get any more out. So instead of incurring the expense, we'll just set the bar at this is what's considered acceptable.
And so now what's acceptable is a higher level than it ever has been before.
Correct.
And we're actually giving this arsenic to just infants who are eating formula?
Yeah, why not? Let's start them young.
Wow. It's a serious subject. We're getting these tiny bits of toxic substances, and it's not like it's a licensed practice. Here's an interesting aside that I found out, that malt barley, which is used to make beer, mm-hmm. it's not acceptable to bring to the marketplace if they're using Roundup. So lentils and peas are not accepted, but it's okay with wheat, which is that's what bread is made from.
Well, yeah, it's the money makes everything work, so the profits over people mentality prevail, and it's like if the people are going to consume the barley that they use to make beer and the such, we want to make sure it's bad enough that we're developing toxicity due to the beer and we get the drunken response and all that, but we don't want to compound that by adding other poisons and toxins into the beer that people are consuming.
Yeah. And for all the people who are dealing with these gluten issues and that are going on to non-gluten diets to avoid it, I mean, in fact, you are getting away from the wheat because you're now no longer eating the wheat that's been contaminated. On the other hand, wheat is one of those, it's a very enjoyable food. Breads are something that people like to eat. Pasta is something that people really like to eat. Is there a way to get to have these foods without having to incur, ingesting poisons?
Well, you have to find a reliable source. You have to know that they're doing the right thing. It requires a little bit of diligence and a little bit of research. And, meaning the government, wants everybody to be the same, and they want everything to be automated, and they want everything to just roll out with minimal intervention at all. And so what ends up happening is the small mom and pop organizations that want to do the right thing, that have been doing it as long as they've been open and in business, in order to unfortunately stay in business, they have to compromise. And it's few and far between where you will find somebody that has integrity that's willing to do it the right way, because that's what needs to be done.
It's so interesting. I know that I was talking with my daughters not long ago about fresh orange juice, because one occasion we had purchased some fresh orange juice, freshly squeezed orange juice, and shortly thereafter my daughter came down with some kind of a stomach bug. And that was a few years ago. Then another time we were at a restaurant recently, and they had fresh orange juice, and she was just surprised at how delicious it was. She was a little nervous about it, but as I explained to her, that rare occasion when something happens like that, where there's something that may have been the orange juice, that's the only thing she could think it was, can cause you some kind of stomach discomfort. On the other hand, what happened some years back was there was a company that was able to sell fresh orange juice that was not pasteurized, but when there was an incident where there was a contamination and people got sick, and they changed the regulations, and now all the orange juice had to be pasteurized. And that completely changes the nature of the food that we're eating. Once you do that, it actually kills, as I think you've said before, vitamin C is heat sensitive. So when you heat the orange juice, it's no longer going to give you the value.
Right. There'll be no vitamin C in that, because vitamin C is both heat sensitive and light sensitive. And so if there's any light associated with the process or any heat associated with the process, then the vitamin C is destroyed. And so what we need to appreciate is the fact that when people are consuming food, it's important for us to develop more of a mentality of understanding, well, where did this food come from and what was the process of bringing it to me?
Yeah. And with raw foods like raw dairy, they don't allow raw cheeses to be made. It's a big problem, because because in many ways, when you have those raw products, there could be a certain level of risk associated with some kind of contamination being in it. On the other hand, the bigger picture is really that you're not getting the nutrition anymore.
Right. And again, it's profits over people. It's that whole mentality. And if we're going to go through the process of preparing something, if we can prepare it so that it has a longer shelf life and isn't going to spoil and is put into the classification of non-perishable, meaning that it never spoils, and then we're going to serve that up as nutrition for people, we can expect people to have problems as a result.
And people certainly are having problems. Well, this is a fascinating conversation. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network. When we get back, I want to get back on the subject of wheat and what's happening with the wheat in this country.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about wheat and toxicity and gluten and allergies and autoimmune disease. And what else you got, Mark?
Well, as you might expect, the herbicide industry maintains that glyphosate is minimally toxic to humans, but the research actually argues otherwise. And people may think that, well, just because the taking this round Roundup doesn't kill you immediately, it's got to be non-toxic. But in fact, the ingredient, the active ingredient in Roundup, is lethally disrupts the friendly gut bacteria that you talk about so often, called probiotics. And remind us again about the role that probiotics play.
Well, they help with the proper digestion, absorption, and assimilation of our food stuff. And if it's not real food, health issues develop. Now, with all the crap happening, it doesn't matter if it's healthy food or not, if the microbiome has been destroyed. And health issues will always follow that, and the healthcare industry gets paid. And unfortunately, again, it's profits over people, and this needs to stop. And so maintaining a proper microbiome by giving people probiotics on a regular basis will help to offset the negative effects of things like chlorinated water and fluoride in toothpaste and in our different foods and the bromide that's in our flour-based products that help to disrupt the microbiome. And then, you know, you got these toxic chemicals that are sprayed onto our foods, and then we're consuming them, and they have a long-term negative effect.
I mean, we keep thinking that if we're killing all these things, that we're doing something good for ourselves. But in point of fact, a lot of bacteria, most of the things that we see in the microbial world are actually beneficial to us.
Yes.
That's, you know, it's we have this sort of backwards mentality about it. And so now when you combine, you know, the glyphosate with all these industrial food products, the highly processed foods, you actually become more vulnerable to the damaging effects of the other chemicals and environmental toxins that you experience every day from other sources.
Yes, you do. And that's the thing. We're exposed to 84,000 different chemicals on a weekly basis. And it's, you know, those chemicals that create problems for us. And since the FDA regulates less than 20,000 of them, that just creates a huge level of toxicity. And it ultimately leads to health issues.
And we constantly talk about the idea, the consequence of having inflammation in the body. Inflammation shows up. And as you take these toxins, you get more inflammation. inflammation, and the inflammation then begins to damage the cells in the body. So the consequences of all this systemic inflammation are the diseases that are associated with our lifestyles. And we're seeing things like gastrointestinal disorders and obesity, diabetes, heart disease, depression, autism, infertility, cancer, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease. I mean, the list, it goes on and on. And so many of these things are on the rise. And we have to, it only makes sense to draw some association between what we're putting into our bodies and what's happening to our bodies.
Yes, it does. And now you begin to see the insanity of our healthcare system and why what it means for each of us. And we all must take a stand and demand change. But people are lazy and they think that they don't have to do anything, or that they don't have a say, or that they don't have a choice. And in reality, you do. If everybody boycotted certain foods, I'm pretty sure that the people who manufacture them would stand up and take notice. And it's just interesting how we, the people, are not given the accurate understanding or given the truth. I mean, we still have GMO things going on, and they don't put it on the label because there's no law that says they have to put it on the label. And it's like, well, what idiot's standing behind all that and saying that, no, we don't want to do that, because it's about big business and it's about making profits. And who cares about the human beings that are being affected by it? Because now they have mandated health insurance, and so it's okay. They can go get treatment, and it's just one big, huge mess.
But it's such a cynical point of view, that you're talking about, that people would think that, it doesn't matter, the health doesn't matter, that we have to deal with profits. But, nobody's taking their profits with them after they leave this life.
Well, nobody is, but they're going to make the best of it while they are here. And if they can lead a life of luxury because they're making profits at the expense of other people, good for them. But it's not really good for them, because, the golden rule, what we do to ourselves, we do to another. And it's all going to come home to crash on all of us.
I think so. Now, even if you don't have trouble digesting wheat today, it's still probably good advice not to eat conventional wheat as much as possible in your diet, because, over time, these problems develop.
Yes, as it is destined to create health issues over time. And it just becomes a question of, are you interested in creating that? You're doing a little bit every day, or versus doing a lot versus doing none. Personally, if something is going to create damage in me, whether it's immediately or whether it's 10 years down the road, I'm just not going to do it.
And in fact, one of the things that you say in your practice is that most of the illnesses that you're seeing in your office aren't actually genetic in nature, but have a stronger environmental component to them.
Well, yeah, because your genetics are influenced by your environment and by your belief system. Your genetics are influenced by your epigenetics. And so how you believe and what you think and the behaviors that you have and the environmental stresses and toxins, et cetera, that's what leads to genes turning on or turning off and then creating health consequences.
So even if you have no symptoms at this point, doesn't mean that your health is not being affected.
Right, because you need to lose greater than 60% of normal functioning in order to have a symptom. And many times it's too late by the time the symptom occurs. The number one symptom in heart disease is a life-ending heart attack for 55% of Americans. So for 55% of those people who are experiencing heart disease, they don't get a second chance. Why? Because the first heart attack killed them.
It's fatal.
Yeah.
So is there a way to eat wheat safely? I mean, it's hard for me to imagine totally giving up bread.
Well, you got to find an organic seed, you got to grow your own, and you got to do it in a controlled environment. And, the government has their ways. It's going to be illegal for you to have your own personal private garden. And, it's going to be harder and harder and harder to find true organic seeds that haven't been bastardized in some way, shape, or form.
That's a real problem. Now, we do this show every week and we talk about issues. This obviously is an issue of grave concern to, I think, a lot of people. And there are people out there who are currently suffering with some of these problems related to the consumption of wheat and whether they have wheat in their diet. But their questions may be very specific to their own situation. So I'd like to offer them an opportunity to reach out to you and ask those questions. And what would be the best way to reach you?
Best way to get a hold of me is by calling my office directly. That's area code 845-561-2225 or 561-BACK. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. And more people are taking me up on this, and I really appreciate touching the lives of people that live all over this country and even outside of the country. And I want to thank you for your time and your attention. I appreciate you tuning in. Please tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.